Welcome. Thank you for joining me. My name is Neil Pascoe, if you don't already know, and I run the alternate media branch called the Nate Max Project. Now, before I start today, we'll be talking about some pretty interesting things that have been happening on the global scene. As you're all well aware, we have the attacks in Las Vegas and many things happening across the globe at the moment. So I want to thank the guys from Oddscast because they've set up the podcast channel for me now. I've been looking at doing podcasts for quite some time. So you can go to Oddscast. I think the link is actually on my page right now. So if you click on that page, that's the YouTube basically series, which has been transferred into podcast. So I'm heading down that route because there's less censorship. And today we will be talking about censorship as well, because everything kind of ties into this big quan, this big reality we're in at the moment. So what I want these to be is actually an interactive think tank. So it's not me basically leading the show. It's all of us talking, communicating and going, okay, what are you guys feeling? Because one of the big issues that we're facing right now is that we have the mainstream media giving us the agenda, and not many people are actually investigating this themselves. We're just believing the police narrative. We're going along and believing the mainstream narrative. I mean, most of you guys aren't. Like, let's be honest, people are waking up everywhere. But the general consensus is people are just like, ah, it's just another one of those things again. So we're becoming subservient. And this links in with the whole agenda also to do with estrogen mimickers in our foods, the fluoridation of our water system, infertility agents and all types of other things put in the vaccinations, and the bad food. So everything's combining to making a race of people who are just kind of like, whatever, she'll be right, mate. And let's be honest, like, she'll be right, mate, it's not working anymore. I'll just get that a bit closer. There we go. Yeah, so the old she'll be right, that's got to be changed, because if we continue down this path, if we continue blindly following the narrative, if we continue not looking into things, we're going to have our freedoms taken away. And now this Las Vegas tragedy, which is over there, and yes, it is a tragedy, okay, it, from my perspective, it's a false flag attack. And what I want people to understand is that just because something's a false flag attack doesn't mean no one got injured. Okay, people need to be injured. People need to be hurt. There needs to be death and destruction to make people get so angry and so upset that they're like, yes, let's take away the gun laws. Let's implement more gun laws. I'm sorry. Let's create harsher rules to stop terrorists. But the main people who are going to be suffering from these new rules will be you. It'll be me, our children, our grandchildren. So this is a very big system that's been set up. It's a very, very big control structure, and the tentacles of this octopus, they go into every facet of our lives. From the mainstream media, we know that, okay? Anyone pretty much you talk to now realizes that mainstream media is a farce, it's a propaganda, it's a Zionist regime, okay? And it's run by the elites. The same five people control all the media outlets on the face of the planet. And they're spewing, because years ago we got the internet, and that was handed to us from the military. And what generally happens in this Earth school, which we're living in, and let's remember that, we're here at Earth school. This is all lessons. This is all learning. This is all growth. So if there wasn't things going on, we wouldn't be waking up. We'll just be continually doing our 9-to-5 and we wouldn't question it. So there is actually a kind of silver lining in amongst these bad things happening. The silver lining is, it's shaking people up. It's making people realize. And you're right, Santos, things are so obvious right now. Like, these false flag attacks are becoming so damn poorly done because of the technology and the mobile phones and the GPSs and the tracking systems, all the stuff we have. It's actually very, very easy for us to pick it apart. And that's why things like this, like, I literally have a media broadcast going right now and it's free. Like, the mainstream media is dead. MSN, CNN, in Australia, it's Channel 7, 9 and 10. They're the old school dinosaur propaganda media organisations. They're the companies that have a very, very small approval rating because no one watches them. The only people that watch it, that watch these old networks, are like 65-year-old Australians who are vegetables in front of the television. I notice in amongst my ethnic friends and my WOG friends and all that, they're kind of like, they don't watch it because they've been brought up in countries where they've had to look at their government and go, what are you guys doing? Where in Australia, we kind of had a bit of a silver spoon in our mouths where we just thought, yeah, the government's looking after us. But I put this to you and basically I'd like to know, when has the government ever looked after its people, ever? From what I've researched, 22 million people have been murdered who are unmanned, were murdered by governmental bodies since, you know, we've been recording stuff. 22 million. And this is going on across the world right now. Okay, we have a mass genocide happening in Palestine right now. It hasn't stopped. It's going on right now. The genocide of the native people of Palestine are being wiped out. Okay, and you watch the news that comes out about that. It's backwards because they don't control the news. If you go onto Google Maps right now and you type in Palestine, guess what? Yeah, there is no Palestine. They've taken Palestine off Google Maps. And that's the original people. That's that land, Palestine. It wasn't Israel. It was never Israel. It was Palestine. I'm not going to get into a race war, but these are very simple things. If they can remove Palestine from the maps and there's not a massive outcry and look, there wasn't, a few people knew about it, most people don't know that. Check it out, type in Google, which is Google is one of the main big spy organizations who's taking all your megadata and selling it to companies and corporations, and they're part of the depopulation, they're in bed with all the assholes. And check it out, type in Palestine, it's not there. It's fucking pretty crazy. So I'm going to touch on some of the symbolism, some of the things that have happened in this Las Vegas latest attack, but I'm not going to go too deep because I'm just not feeling that the world needs to be put into more of a state of a fear, because this is what most false flag attacks are about. It's about fear. It's about energy harvesting. Okay, and if we are not connecting with each other like we are today, we can basically be assured that these things will continue in the future because there's no resistance. And it's not about fighting the fight and constantly fighting. It's about dropping the rope and not playing the game altogether. Or in our case, it's about connecting. It's about networking together and realizing that when you know your neighbors, when you know the people in your street and your family and people all around the world and we're interconnected, okay, there can't be this going down. You make a phone call to Syria and you go, hey, mate, what's really going on over there? And you get the information. So the big plan for the globalists is to separate us and divide us up. So we're always fighting each other. Blacks versus white, you know, Christian versus Jews, whatever. You know, they're all just labels. In the end, you're just humans. Forget your religion, forget your beliefs, your indoctrination, and we've all had it. We've all grown up with our parents and great-grandparents and books and Bibles and all these things which have taken us off course. They've pulled us off course. And now what it's about is relearning the information, because history, or in other words, his story, is basically just the history from the person who won the war, and they've created their history to suit their paradigm. So people are realizing that most of the stuff in history we've been taught is actually incorrect on a massive scale. On a huge scale, in fact. The disinformation that's out there that we're uncovering now is huge, but also now we have CIA and government psyops which are basically putting out disinformation into the truth community to confuse people. So you have the mainstream media, which is lies and disinformation. People are cottoning onto that. Then you go to alternate media, okay, which has been great for a long time. And now there's a lot of disinformation. There's a lot of agents, there's a lot of companies and websites and things that open up and they give you a bit of the truth and then they give you a bit of disinformation. So you kind of let up the garden path. So we have to be very, very discerning. And this whole technological system is about separating humans from nature, separating humans from the fact that we're not just a skin suit walking around, we're not just flesh and blood, we're a multi-dimensional being, okay? And if you've ever meditated, if you've ever done plant medicine, if you've ever had circumstances that are abnormal, people would call them, you'd realize there is a whole other realm going on in amongst this realm. Australians like to call it ghosts. Oh, there's a ghost over there. you know, Christians say angels, and all different like religious types basically have their way of explaining the spirit realm. The Native American Indians, the Aboriginals have the dream time. So this is going on everywhere, but Western technology and Western world is teaching us that it's just technology. You're just a skin suit. It's teaching us not how to heal thyself. It's showing that the physical is the only way to heal. And we know that to heal the body, you have to heal the mind, the body, and the spirit too. So this healing is basically a whole process. And we're only just tapping into it now. They had the information before. The natives, they had it all. And then the Western world's come in, and we can't buy into this. It's the white person that did it, because it's actually our leaders who did it. It's the leaders. It's the people who run the corporations. It's the people who are in the mystery occult schools. We can label them Freemasons, Illuminati, people that came from the Mesopotamian area, and all these different off-world things. But what we need to be is accountable for what's going on now. And that's the call of action. It's accountability in what's happening in the world this moment. There's too much external focus going on, blaming other people, and then checking into the person's life and going, well, you're not living and breathing your truth. You haven't taken any action in the real world to create change. So that's going to be part of this tonight, is about taking action. And the first step for some people can be coming onto Facebook and reposting something. So I have a lot of people that jump on and they'll send me an inbox and they go, I believe everything you say, but I'm just not ready to post this in front of my friends and family. And I'm really urging people out there that you need to break through that mold of worrying about what other people think, because it's none of your business what they think. If you live and breathe your truth, people will realize that who you really are, and they'll want to be your friend anyway, or they'll drop off, and then that will allow you more space for more people to come back in. So it's really time to stand up. And if that's a first step for you, taking action on the internet, then do that. But we need action in the real world. We need to pressure our politicians. We need to put pressure on all the people who are making the decisions, because clearly the decisions that are being made now are not in line with what we want. Okay? It has massive protests around the country against coal seam gas. No one wants it. Okay? There's other means of energy. There's free energy out there. We're not putting millions of dollars of research into that. We're doing stuff that's destroying the Artesian Basin, the underground water sources here in Australia. And let's be honest, water, pretty important. Probably very important, I'd say. So while we do a process which is very ineffective and has a lot of side effects to the environment, when there's other things we can do. And if the public's saying no, why are we still doing it? Who's saying yes? If we're voting no and the politicians are supposed to be listening to us, why is this going on? Then this is where we start to get into the octopus, where we have the gatekeepers, the politicians, and then the next tier up, we start getting into all these governmental bodies, then we start getting into the occult side of things. We get into the Freemasons, we get into the Illuminati, we get into the Jesuits and the Zionists. And these are big players. These guys control the control structure. And then once we get to the top of the pyramid goes off-world. We're talking interdimensional beings, we're talking off-world entities connecting with the US government, we're talking about all types of other sorcery from then onwards. So we really are in the children's room, I think you could call it. We're in the children's room. And the consciousness level of humans at the moment is actually pretty low. So we have a lot of people tapping in, and then we have a big gap in the middle where it's kind of just hovering. And then we have a lot of unfortunate religious indoctrinated people all across the globe. Now, religion was a really good design by the royalty at the time, and by the mystery schools and the occult sciences. They are who created religion, and it's been working wonderfully. Let's be honest. It's divided people up. It's kept people thinking externally. It's kept people thinking that their savior is coming back. So all these scenarios have slowed the evolution of human down, slowed them down from realizing that they're multidimensional. And you're right, Joey, water is the element which brings life. And what's going on with our water here? We've got fluoridation going in our water. Beat all, there was not all died by one shooter. News and LAPD are not reporting this correctly. Yeah, that's right. I've come across information, Theodore, that there's five men and two shooters. So we're looking at a government psyops. So let's jump into that, right? So I want you guys to type anything that you've come across information-wise, and what we'll do, we'll cross-reference each other because there's a lot going on. The disinformation's coming out already. So this is about the Mandalay Bay, right? And I watched a video last night. Sorry to skip topics like that, but I think we should get into it. And there's a YouTube video called Mandalay Fray, okay? And I watched that, and it was 18 minutes long of just the shooting. 18 minutes of someone recording basically the whole thing. And I watched it about four times because I really wanted to watch the responses from the people, what they're doing, their body languages, blood, all the rest of it. And now I'm feeling like people have been shot. I'm not sure whether they've been shot from the actual two windows that were broken, because there's two windows where the shooting was apparently coming out of, but there was no flashes from the muzzle of a gun. When you shoot a high-powered rifle, there's flashes out the top. Like, it's, you cannot not see it. It's like a firework going off. And the camera was floating around, and it looked as if people couldn't work out if it was real or not. It looked like they were putting their heads down and looking up, and it sounded like it was coming out of a PA system. So I've cross-referenced a whole bunch of videos, and so there's no flashing coming out of the two windows, and you can't really see the windows, and people don't know where it's coming from. I would assume that if there's machine gun fire just billowing out of a window, thousands of rounds, and let's be honest, this guy, he's not ISIS. They just said, oh, he converted 2 months ago. How convenient. So then the globalists can push the whole Islamic agenda. Okay, so he's not ISIS. He's not a dude who has guns or a gun owner or someone who's crazy. There's information out about his dad. I haven't cross-referenced that yet, but apparently it's 10 guns or 23 guns. We've got two different types of sources coming in, up to 20,000 rounds of ammunition. Like, who's going to be lugging that up and down a hotel without being seen? Even 10 rifles and a couple thousand rounds of ammunition, this is a very expensive hotel. And this hotel is actually a meeting place for a lot of the dudes from the Bohemian Grove. And it's actually, you need an invite and certain levels to go up there. So it's that building alone is kind of a central point for meeting and central intelligence too. So the video, I really want you guys to watch it. So it's called Mandalay Fray. And just watch the video and watch people's faces. So everyone's kind of walking around. There's apparently machine gun fire going off and people are just walking everywhere. They don't look concerned. And I didn't see any blood. I didn't see anyone get shot. No blood. Like, I just can't imagine that being the scenario if there's machine guns blasting out the window. So I'm kind of feeling that there was people in the crowd with machine guns shooting people as well, because there's actually a part where the taxi pulls up and there's a taxi driver, and you can hear there's definitely two or three types of guns being fired. There's one in the distance going do, 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 do. And then there's like a loud crack to the right. So without a doubt, the news is definitely putting out a fake narrative already, because the easiest thing to prove is that there's definitely more than one shooter, and that's not really coming up on the news. And the way the gun actually slowed down, a high-powered machine gun doesn't slow down. It just keeps firing the same speed unless it's going to overheat or it's, you know, run out of bullets, and it may slow down at the end. So it could be an old belt-driven gun which has been firing. I also had a few military people who messaged me, because I get my information from ex-CIA, FBI, a lot of people just find me and we contact and I look them up a bit. And he said that it actually sounded like a drill. There's an air-powered, what was it? It's an air-powered, basically, gun for army drills. So when you're doing the drills, the gun's going off in the background to get the people used to it. And he said it sounded like that. But once again, I'm not saying people haven't been shot. I'm just saying where the bullets come from and how many people were doing the shooting. That's the first thing. So, yeah, no bodies on the ground. And now they're already blaming guns. So this agenda links in to the gun control, because what you do when you want to disarm a race of people, what happened here in Australia, in Tasmania, we had the Port Arthur massacre. And that was our first implementation of gun control. Now, if you look into that, that was probably Australia's first noticeable false flag attack. You do the research on him and the scenario and the shots. He was incapable of putting a set of keys into a door. And he apparently did all these amazing headshots, which were done through snipers. So we had our first flag attack, false flag attack here in Australia. And since then, they're just getting more and more, I suppose, frequent. And it's getting harder to do them because we've got so many cameras around. So that was, that popped into my mind, because what will happen now is we'll see new gun control come in America. And they're trying to get the guns off American people. And when I say them, we're talking the globalists, we're talking George Soros, we're talking Hillary Clinton, Dick Cheney and Barack Obama. These guys are the puppet masters for the puppet masters. So they're the people who are at the front, who are basically putting the show on. They're gatekeepers, they're pretending, they're looking after the people, all while they're profiteering behind from all different organisations and charities and behind-the-scenes stuff. So no doubt in the next few weeks we're going to see a new gun law which is going to be passed, which is going to ban guns for American people. And if the American people are disarmed, well, I'll be very worried, because Americans have the most tyrannical government I can possibly think of in history, which is not even controlled by the government. It's controlled by offshore entities and big players. If these guys don't have guns, the military police force is going to take over America, and we're going to lose America. It's going to be the fall of Babylon. And Homeland Security, only a few years back, just bought 2 billion bullets. Okay, so 2 billion bullets is an incredible amount. I think the amount they used in the whole of the Iraq war was not even like 30 million, something like that. That's to put that in context. Why does Homeland Security need that much ammo and firepower? And that's because they realize there's a revolt coming. There's a revolution coming. Okay, so this scenario that's panned out looks to me like a smokescreen, because on the exact same time in Madrid, Spain, we have the referendum which is going on. And people aren't talking about this. Whenever you have a false flag attack, whenever you have, say, Miley Cyrus going on the television and showing her vagina, and it's all over the pages for 2 weeks, you have to ask yourself, what was going on during that period of time when we're all distracted by a novelty? What was actually happening? They passed new laws. This is just like back in the day when they had the gladiators, the great distraction. Everyone will be watching the gladiators, or in today's terms, football. Everyone's watching football, the Monday in the Green fight, whatever it is, and things are going on behind the scene. So there's actually a big referendum in Spain, and this is a gross negligence from the military and the police force in Spain. These people weren't protesting the referendum. These were voters. These were people who were sick and tired of their tyrannical government, who were going down to vote out and get this referendum happening so they could basically get rid of their government. And the military police force and the police were down there with batons smashing your everyday people. So now tell me, did you hear this on the news in the last week? No, exactly. So that's not playing into the agenda of their paradigm. So it's a smokescreen. And it's interesting it happened at the same time, because for a government to go against its people and not let them vote, that's like full communist. Like, I don't know what that is, and they really wanted to cover it up. So that's happening all at the same time. So we have a lot of symbolism also with this guy. So this bloke has obviously, from my perspective, he was given a gift. So that hotel stay was a gift. Him and his girlfriend were able to go up there, and what I'm feeling is that they were shot. She was disposed of, taken somewhere, and then he's the body on the ground, which they can blame it all on. They drag all the guns up, shoot out the windows, do their scenario, and blame it on him. And now the room number was 32132, okay, but it's on level 32. So the occult sciences, the Masons, Illuminati, all these people, they're obsessed with numerology. They're obsessed with times, dates, places, and they leave calling cards. This is their thing, they leave calling cards. And there's an amazing video on YouTube, guys, which will explain this in detail, because I can't get into it a lot. Because it's a big, big topic when we're talking about this. And so he was on level 32. And what happens in these big buildings, these big, expensive casinos, they don't have a level 13. So you're missing level 13. So if you're on level 32, you're actually on level 33, you know, 33 degree Mason. We have a big, giant pyramid sitting in the background. It's like a stage. Basically, the stage is Earth. We are on the world stage and you guys are the actors. So this is how it's panning out. And to do of universal law and free will, they can't actually do something without telling us what they're going to do first. So there's preemptive programming. There's signs, there's symbols, and they give us hints on what they're going to do next. So then they can go, well, we told you what you're going to do, but you weren't smart enough to understand it, so we're going to keep doing it. And we're not accumulating karma, because these guys are fully embedded with the global scene and the multidimensional reality. And if you realize that, you realize that you do accumulate karma. So they're trying to play within the realms without accumulating their karma. So they get us to do their dirty work. They create a war on the news, but then we play it out. We go kill each other when they're sitting behind the scenes laughing because we're the silly idiots fighting each other when we should be turning our focus and going, hey, these corrupt politicians, these corrupt bankers, these people who are running the show, that's the enemy. Not the Muslims, not the Christians, not the blacks, not the whites. You're just humans, okay? You're just human. So, Santos, the 6th day, October 1st, 2017, of Saturn is stationing at 22 degrees of Sagittarius. The archer that shoots his bow from a distance is 22 degrees, is being referred to as the assassin degree. Yeah, see, there's so much numerology, time, and dates and things happening around this day. And that's why they do it, because there's certain times during the year that have higher, basically, anomalies. There's certain times of the year where there's this cosmic energy which can be used for good or evil. That's why you have, say, dates like 7/7, and then you have the Boston bombings, you have the London bombings, you have the France bombings. These are all done on certain days, and Black Friday and things like that, because that's when they can manipulate this black magic. But it's not actually black magic. This is where we're getting tricked. This is why we're giving away our energy, because we're like, oh, they're doing this. They've got black magic, because we are actually functioning in an intention-based reality right now, which means we are co-creating this existence. That's why the news is there, okay? The news is there to constantly put out there that the world's shit, everyone's dying. I was just in my parents' house before, and I sat down, and, you know, it was like someone got murdered, someone got stabbed, someone did this, like... Whoever sees good news on the news, that doesn't happen, right? And there's a reason why. If you just show someone something enough times, that will become their reality. That's why we have to focus on solutions. That's why it's good to identify these things like this now, but we can't get too embedded in it. What we need to do is take action and focus on solutions, especially in our own lives, especially. So in this intention-based reality which we're in, if we're constantly... thinking about the next terrorist attack, if we're constantly thinking about what they're going to do, if we're watching the news and it's showing war and all the rest of it, you're guaranteed to create it. Because you guys know, like you people who are listening right now, you'd know, how many times have you like gone to ring someone and they just ring? That's the most basic of all basic things. Like, and it's like, oh, that was so weird. I was just thinking about you and you called. It's like, that happens probably 100 times every year for our whole lives. How long until we're going to go, okay, I'm creating this. Not, it's weird. When are we going to embody that and be like, right, my intention, my focus is so clear and we're all connected that we actually did that. Start embodying that. And start stepping into your power and realizing that, that we're more than just these little flesh suits walking around. We're here at Earth School. And if we're going to grow, we need to start getting into the fact that there's occult science is happening, that there is techniques and ways and things we can do to access the spiritual body and the spiritual realm. And become so connected with all things that we see through. And so what's going on now? We're having the reawakening of the human race. We have the dark stuff playing out on the side. We have a mass of people in the middle who are kind of unsure. And a lot of them do get what's going on, but they're caught inside their paradigm of living. And that's the 9-to-5. We have spent our whole lives designing this personality. Creating the life that we see is safe and it will attract the right partner. We will fit into society. And that sometimes can be a process that goes through people's whole lives and they never get there. And their whole life is spent about trying to be something. And then we have a bunch of humans who are coming online now who are questioning everything. And that was really the indigo type of revolution. We have these indigo children who came through in the 80s. And we had the hippies in that in the 60s and 50s. But these indigo children who came through in the 80s, they are the system busters. They're the ones who were in class were causing trouble. The teachers tried to put them on ADD drugs and they're hyperactive because they have that extra DNA, that extra bit of coding in them, which they can't deal with bullshit. And that's what school is. That's what history is. That's what our medical system is. All these things are rubbish. They don't work. How can we be in a world with so much technology, yet we have the highest rate of disease, cancer, and issues ever in recorded history, ever? So something's not working, or something's working really well. Which one is it? This realm is about inversion. So these Illuminati and Mason figures, it's about inversion, and it's also about hidden in plain sight. So they basically hide things in plain sight. Now, if you walk around Sydney, you walk around Queensland, Brisbane, and most countries around the world, especially Australia, because people don't realize Australia is actually like the head of the snake. The top Illuminati characters live here. And they do their work from here because it's quiet, safe, we're subservient, we drink heaps of fluoride, we watch football, we go to the pub. They don't have to worry about Australians yet. But there is an undercurrent which is changing. You have amazing people out there waking people up at the moment. So what I want people to understand and to get into is that everything we're seeing on the television is there because they want it to be there. There will be no terrorist attacks on television unless it's part of the agenda. The real terrorist attack, because there is terrorist attacks that happen, they get covered up. They get pushed aside because it's not part of the main agenda. Okay, and it's hard for people to wrap their head around that there's a control structure here. It's very hard for people to understand that there is a group of people who actually want the worst for the world. But it's in history. It's throughout history. It's throughout his story. This has been a never-ending cycle of control. And people ask me, like, why? Why is this happening? Why would people do that? And it's because there's a bunch of people here who come from a bloodline. And they're not connected in the same way humans like we are. See, we want family, we like nature, we're going on holidays, we like being nice to people. Well, there is a bunch of people here on Earth at the moment who are not connected to that way of thinking, to that way of living. And it's a bloodline, it's families, and it's connected basically to a race of people who are half humans, if you could say. So that's why we don't get it. That's why we're like, why would someone do it? Why? I can't understand. And it's hard to understand because you're not in that mind frame. But this has been going on for a long time. And this is connected with the pedophiles here in this world. This is a topic that people get really triggered about and they don't want to talk about. And we like to turn a blind eye about it. But let's be honest. In school, we all knew a teacher who was fucking definitely a pedophile. We all knew someone's dad or someone who used to go to scouts or someone used to hang by the park. They're fucking everywhere, man. So this energy is a harvesting energy. And this is connected with the old school blood ritual energy. And this is when we start getting into the deep dark stuff where it's about harvesting. And if it's not about human harvesting on a physical level, it's about energy harvesting. So what's going on an etherical level is when we have these massive attacks like 9/11, the Boston bombings and all these scenarios panning out, so much fear and anger and unrest is created across the globe that these energies that are not on-world, that are off-world, are actually feeding on our feelings. And this does go back to the invasion that happened in Atlantis and Lemuria. You're right, Thantos. So we're actually playing out something that happened 13,500 years ago. And it's never ended. It's still continuing today. If we had a few people who were slightly conscious, who were in power, we would have free energy right now because the free energy is there. It's just been suppressed. We had Stanley Meyer back in 1960 who created, you know, cars running on hydrogen. Pretty simple. I've got a hydrogen setup actually going in my bus at the moment, putting it in. So that will be interesting. And before that, we had people like Tesla and Wilhelm Reich and all these people all the way back through the Egyptian days. And every time we find archaeological ruins which have high technology, we just destroy them. So they don't want this information coming out because their control structure falls apart. And the only reason this system maintains its momentum is because we're greasing it. We're paying the tax. We're believing the news. We're buying products from the corporations and the organizations who are out to hurt us. The pharmaceutical industry being the main cause of disease and sickness on this planet. in bed with Monsanto, Bayer, other big companies who are putting chemicals, toxins, poisons, and genetically modifying our food and spraying it with pesticides, which is killing us. That's why we have cancer. That's why we have all these diseases that are coming online. Now, lucky for us, there's amazing documentaries and series that are coming out at the moment. And one of them is the GMOs Revealed. So if you haven't got that, download it. It's called GMOs Revealed. Everything I'm talking about tonight links in with the false flag attacks. So I'm going to plant seeds tonight, and then I'm going to come back and we'll hit each topic and understand how all links in. Because this is like, it's like David Icke. It takes him 8 hours to get his seminar out, and that's only tipping on top of the iceberg. You really need to have time to explain the mystery schools, the pharmaceutical industry, the medical system, the financial system, the war system. They're all connected. And then the media. So this all comes into a head, and then we start going up the control structures. So GMOs Revealed is a really, really good documentary that you guys should watch. It's like a 7-part series. And if you have children or you're a human being on Earth, you need to watch this, because this is about your health. And the way that they're getting us is through our health. When we have poor health and we're not connected, we can't see through the narrative. We can't understand what's going outside. So it's very important to understand that as above, so below. We need to be connected on a spiritual level, but we also need to be connected physically. So GMOs Revealed, there's a series called The Truth About Cancer. That's quite a simple one. Okay, most people wake up these days because they have a health crisis. People are realizing you can use cannabis oil and detoxing and herbs and all types of frequency technologies. And cancer is actually pretty simple. You know, it's not a crazy thing to get rid of. We have these charities and organizations that are spending, you know, getting billions of dollars about finding the cure for cancer. It's like, hang on, people have been curing cancer for thousands of years. How come we can't cure cancer now? Oh, that's right, because you can't make money from herbs. Oh, yes, that's right. Oh, okay, sweet. You need to patent cannabis so you can sell it. That's why cannabis is becoming legal, because they've patented the cannabis molecule now. But that cannabis, if you get it from the pharmaceutical industry, will be genetically modified and it will kill you. So then they make more money off your sickness. So that's a good little series, The Truth About Cancer, guys. Get onto that and watch that. And then there's also The Truth About Vaccines. Now, vaccines are a topic that people get pretty upset about, but it's very simple. When you do your research on vaccinations, even just one day, you'll come to the conclusion that not only should there be no freedom of choice, because freedom of choice is a cop-out, it should be no vaccinations whatsoever, because they've been proven. They've been proven to be ineffective, but they're also proven to be causing disease. They've used them in the black communities and in Africa and the polio vaccines to sterilize women. They use the Gardasil to give women cancer, cervical cancer and ovarian cancer. These chemicals are so degenerative on our bodies that it opens up the candida, it opens up the heavy metals, it puts particles and things in our bodies that can't be removed. So this is a pretty sick cycle of events that's happening, which is once again connected to the pharmaceutical industry. These things are all connected. We have to get clean and clear on how this world works. If we can't understand these simple things and we get triggered and we turn off the television and go, fuck him, I'm just going to go listen to the news, well, that's pretty difficult for anyone else to wake up around you. You have to be the way shell. You have to get in there and understand, hey, this is how the system works. If you don't get how it works, how are you going to understand false flag attacks? How are you going to go to the next level of information as it comes out? We're heading into a realm now where we have 5G technology. We have the 5G coming out, which is the interface between the earthly realm, the 3D, and the fourth dimension. This is basically an access for fourth dimensional beings to interface with human beings through artificial intelligence and through nanoparticulates. This is like heading into like kind of a science fiction movie. We're not in Kansas anymore. This is actually getting intense. And even for me, the research I'm coming up to and I'm looking into, I'm just like, wow, is this really happening? Are we really heading into this realm at the moment? So yeah, I really just want people to empower themselves and start doing their own research. I didn't even really feel like going too far into this false flag attack today, but let's just find out and see what pans out about it, because this will all disappear soon. This is a smokescreen for other things, and we'll see what's going to appear. But it's very important that we start doing our own research, because there's a war on investigative journalists right now. So the alternate media is being squashed around the globe. And what's happening is there's censorship on YouTube, on Google. There's a demonetization of YouTube. So what's happening is people are making really good money, like a good friend of mine, Cullen Smith from Lifting the Veil. Okay, check him out on YouTube, Cullen Smith, Lifting the Veil. He's got amazing videos, and he goes right into the esoterics and the symbolism and the etymology of all these things I'm talking about at a much greater, deeper level. My path is just to plant the seeds and get people to look into things, where he's gone into in-depth research on some of these topics, and it's absolutely amazing. So people like him who are putting information out which was rocking the boat and changing the paradigm, and people were realizing that, hey, religion's a fraud, this is a fraud, that's a fraud, he's going in and showing the proof. They basically had their money taken away, so they're not getting money for, you know, YouTubes. And what's happening is they're being censored now. So when you post on YouTube, when you post on Facebook, no one's seeing it. I have a page called The Nate Max Project, and I urge you guys, if you are going to add me on this account, don't. I've got 5,000 friends. Go to The Nate Max Project and like that page. It is censored, but at least we can connect. And this is what's happening. All the little guys are being slowly squashed out. Edward Snowden was talking about this. WikiLeaks talks about it, where they want to control the internet. They want to have basically a Chinese model of the internet, where, say, you want to have a website, you will put your thing in, and then the government will say, look, we don't believe in that, we're not going to allow you to have a website. So if we continue down this route, if we don't resist, we're going to have basically an internet of nothing but lies and disinformation, which is no dissimilar to the mainstream news, no dissimilar to what's going on Channel 7, 9 and 10. So this is a threat, and this is a crackdown on free speech. So we need more people connecting. We need to use the Facebook Lives, the YouTubes and all the platforms, and connect with our fellow people to understand what is happening in the world. Because if we keep going on watching the news and not questioning the narrative, then we're going to have a very sad state of affairs, which is going to creep up on us very quickly. And it's basically like the putting the frog in the warm water and slowly turning up the heat. That's how things are going on. This is how things work. You know, it's not one big thing after another. They're slowly taking away freedoms, slowly ticking boxes. Tick, tick, tick. Each week, ticking a box with a plan which is 10 years ahead. So that's all going on. And what I do to ground myself is I read. And there's a series of books called The Ringing Cedars of Russia. And if you guys haven't heard of these books, The Ringing Cedars of Russia by Anastasia, I highly suggest you read them, because we're in a world with so much fucked up shit going on at the moment, and so much distractions and iPhones and people and television, and in a hustle and bustle where most people can barely keep their head above water. Most people really are struggling just to get food in their mouth and get through the end of the week without killing themselves. It's that tight. People are that pressed and that tight and are so low on cash because of the way this system's been designed, that they're struggling. So what I find by reading these books, it actually gives me more time. You'd think that reading a book that you'd have less time, but when you drop back into your heart, when you start getting grounded again and focusing on the beautiful solutions and things that we can create, and that's what these books are about. These books are about solutions, they're about coming together, about planting gardens, about starting communities, all the things that break apart the system, planting trees, being in a place of love. Mandy just purchased the whole set of books. Yeah, thank you, Mandy. These books will change your life. And I'm not a person to promote books, but every single person I've said, hey, go buy these books, they've either messaged me or inboxed me and called me and said, oh my God, they're amazing. And a whole bunch of people who actually bought these books, they've actually moved out of Sydney. They moved out and said, we're going to find our own bit of land and we're going to create our own kingdom. So yeah, it's about getting back into that heart, back into the things that we love, into the ocean, into nature. We get so caught up with this technology, the Wi-Fi. Now, I spent a month and a bit up in the bush at the very tip of Australia. And there was no phones, there was no artificial light, just a campfire and going down when the sun went down and getting up when the sun came up. And it took me about a week and a half to actually clock back into my natural circadian rhythm. And since I've been up back in Sydney for the last 3 days, I've been up at like 3 o'clock in the morning because of the artificial light, because of the Wi-Fi, because of the interference. And Santos, yeah, those books, they're actually about communities, and he says that the communities in Russia are actually working, and that's true. There's 480 communities in Russia which are based on the Anastasia books, and they are working. They're flourishing. They're actually amazing. 60% of the food in Russia comes from small communities. So what they're doing, they're pulling away from mass farming, which is unsustainable. Up in northern Queensland, where I was for the last month, we're driving through massive farms, huge farms, as far as the eye can see. And planes were crop dusting as we're going through. And we had to stay on a farm for a while because we had a lot of breakdowns. And these farms are soil. Like I bent down and I tried to grab the soil, and I literally pulled a piece of dirt out, and it's just like the worst soil ever. There's no nutrients left. There's no minerals. There's nothing. It's just like, it's not soil. So what's happening is we're getting to a point where we're destroying the landscape with pesticides and mass agro farming so much that these farmers have to constantly keep upping the amounts of pesticides and things they're spraying. Thanks, Alison. Good to see you. And we're getting to a point of no return. And this is what happened in India. India was mostly organic for a long time. And then the Monsanto and these companies came in using glyphosate and these pesticides. And then lo and behold, we have a massive increase in cancer. So all these little towns which never had cancer, they're starting to get cancer now. So this is all to do with the pesticides in India. And an Australian guy went over there and he introduced biodynamic farming. Okay, look that up, guys. What I want you guys is to look into these things that I tell you, because they're beneficial and they're good. Biodynamic farming. So that's where farming is basically used in a micro way, where it's in perpetual balance of nature, where it's used the water course and they use cow poo, the fertilizer, and everything's done naturally. And you can regenerate the worst of worst soil and bring it back into lush, beautiful brown red soil full of microbes and full of the good bacteria to grow good food. So they're actually going back to the old ways now. And it was an Australian guy who went to India, you know, an Australian dude. So don't think for a second that people know more than you know. You have to connect and talk to people. This is so important that we tell people the knowledge we have. I go to places sometimes, I'm like, they probably know what they're doing. I don't need to say anything. I'm like, better. And the next thing you know, there'll be 30 people there and I'm doing a talk on something I don't even know much about. Like, I know a bit, and it's inspiring them. And then people are talking, people are communicating, they become friends. This is the way it has to happen. It has to happen through communication and people going and investing themselves in other people's lives. And that means doing things selflessly, going out there and helping because you can, right? Don't wait till you get sick or something happens, then we're forced to do it. We can do it now. In Australia especially, we're pretty free here. We're in a big prison, but we're pretty free. We can still go do amazing things and come together with our communities, and we can grow trees in the nature strips. So let's hit the council up and go, hey, why don't we grow some citrus trees all in the council areas so there's food in amongst our council areas? These are little things that we can do. So the Anastasia books, The Ringing Cedars of Russia, that's what these books are about. It's about reconnecting us with our heart. It's about her talking to a guy who's very unconscious, and it's the conscious person talking to the unconscious dude, and the conversation's back and forth. And it's so inspiring, because we've all been there. You know, we're all learning. That's what we're here to do. We're at Earth School. I always say this. It's at Earth School. And she talks about off-world stuff, about spirituality, about planting seeds. She actually even says that when you grow your gardens, you have lots. You have all your plants, and you use a nature wall and all these different methods to create a beautiful environment where you don't need pesticides or anything like that. And she says one of the plants, what you do, you separate it from the rest of the trees, and you plant those trees away from the rest that you're going to be selling or eating or whatever. And before you put that seed in the ground, you put the seed under your tongue for 15 minutes. Okay, so that's encoding the DNA of your vessel, your human being, like urine therapy, your stem cells, your information is in your saliva. You can actually spit in a glass, let it sit in there and drink it, and that is putting the information of what your body needs to heal itself. We're like a big supercomputer, but we don't realize that. We keep thinking we need pharmaceutical drugs and things, but we need nature, we need good water, sunshine, you know, love. And that tree, hey Darren, how you doing? That tree will actually grow differently to all the other trees. That tree will be your healing tree. It's going to communicate with all the other trees in the garden, and it's going to pull in and absorb all the minerals and nutrients that you need to heal yourself. So we're connecting, we're working with nature. This is how it was meant to be. Everything was meant to be in symbiosis, and we can still do that. Okay, in the Western world, we have rain, we have grass. We had this big funny thing in Australia about having this massive patch of grass out the front and mowing it every Sunday. Like, what a freaking waste of space. If every person, hey Lorraine, how you doing? If every single person was growing food in their backyards, we could start being very sustainable, and then we can get off the pesticide foods and we can share. We can share. We can meet up with people and we can go down the street and go, hey, I've got a whole bunch of carrots. What have you got? Yeah, tomatoes. This is so simple. This is the simple solutions we need to look into, not the, what's happening to us and what's going on and what they're going to do next. They can try and do what they want to do next, but when we turn a blind eye to it and we continue doing what we want, which is creating solutions and creating love and creating a space for children to grow up, and this is what children need, where are all the children in the streets now? Where are they? They're not there. When I grew up, there was push bikes everywhere, kids are in the park, people are playing soccer, cricket, football. I don't see the kids anymore. They're inside on television. They're inside on YouTube. They're inside watching Pokemon. Hey, Mark. Hey, buddy. How you doing? And this is blowing me away. There's actually a place across from my house where you can walk on the bottom. And we used to always walk on the pipeline down there and we'd have a ciggy down there and we thought it was pretty cool. And I went down there a while back just because I thought I'd explore, and there's all cobwebs everywhere. I'm like, no one's even walked through here in the last probably 10 years. Like, people don't explore anymore. They're really just trapped in amongst what's going on, and they're really worried about what everyone else is doing. This is why social media is like a catch-22. It's a trap. It's, yeah, we're growing and we're evolving, but if we're not very fucking careful, it's going to take over our lives. And you can see it happening now. You jump onto the train station. I went to the city a while back, and I was like, this is going to be a good opportunity. I'm going to jump on the train, I'm going to meet some new people, and I'll have a chat to some people. Like, how naive am I? You know, that doesn't happen. Anyway, I got onto the train station, everyone's just there, locked into their phones, and I have a Nokia. Like, I take a Nokia with me everywhere, so I can't even use it. And then I got onto the train, I looked around, and everyone was just glued. No one was talking. And I was like, shit, man, there's an opportunity here to talk and connect with so many people on the train and meet some new friends on the way in. And no one's even talking. Like, it's not even allowed. I end up getting a conversation going with half the carriage. And then as I was getting off the train, this woman goes to me. She goes, you don't catch the train very often, do you? And I was like, no, why? And then a whole bunch of people start laughing, you know. And it was like, because that wasn't the normal. And you're right, Mandy, television is basically the opium for the masses. And you can look this up. The frequency and the flicker rate in the tubes in television is set at a degenerative rate. So it puts you in a vegetative state. That's what the television does. My parents will be in there watching the news and I'll come in for dinner because I'm parked at their place at the moment. And I'll be trying to concentrate on what they're saying, but I'm literally mesmerized by television, not only by the lies and disinformation, but seeing I'm not around technology, like I'd stay away from it, it's so profoundly obvious that it's dragging me in. I'm actually there just going, fuck. So what we're going to do is, I usually talk on the radio every Tuesday, and I haven't done it for a while, but what I want to use is I'm going to use Instagram. So if you guys haven't got me on Instagram, I'm going to start using it. It's called the Nate Max Project. So it's the_Nate_Max_project, the Nate Max Project Instagram. Please jump on there and connect with me. I've got the new podcast channel, which is called Nate Max TV. So everything that I'm doing is going to be on the podcast. It's going to be on the website. It's going to be on everything. So I'm going to use all platforms, and I'm going to be interviewing someone every Tuesday, maybe even twice a week. There's a series on YouTube, which I've created called The Gathering of Momentum. And that's interviewing people like Harold Krausfeller, Shane Benatar, Tony Sayers, Jared Taylor, Sethicus Boza, Catherine Chan, who's a health professional. These people are incredible. They're amazing. They've got inspiring, empowering information. So if you can, jump onto the YouTube, Nate Max TV, subscribe there and help promote what we're doing. And then jump onto the new podcast channel, which is our Ozcast Network. And this is an Australian company who are doing great things. and I'll go into much more detail as I get organised. I haven't got my stuff organised today, but this is just a small interview and some information about what's going on. And I wasn't really feeling today to go right into the deep, dark stuff to do with this false flag attack. Let's just see what pans out, and let's have our wits about us, guys, okay? Have your wits about you. Be very fucking careful what you're putting into your mind now, okay? The lion's gate is open. The 666 beast is finished. The 777 is coming online. And this is now a time where you're going to fall off or you're going to come online. So it's very, very important now that you be very careful what goes into your mind, your intentions and your focus. This false flag attack is to do with MKUltra, to do with mind control. That links in with the Wi-Fi. That links in with the geoengineering, the particles that are being sprayed on us, which are going into our physical vessel, and they're feeding off our life energy, okay? This is the merging of the humans with machines. This is the merging of us into a new reality. And everyone's like, it's all bad, but it's actually, it's a full spectrum. This stuff can be amazing for us. We just need to transcend the technology. We need to use it and be part of it, but not let it control our lives. This is happening whether we like it or not. We are heading into an age where humans somewhat are going to merge with machines. A lot of people will, and then we're going to have the organic humans who are going to continue doing their stuff on the side. So be very, very careful what you're thinking on, what you're focusing about, and detox, get healthy, use the water, use the sunshine, use the meditation, okay? Get in there and sun gaze, do the yoga, do all the things that fill your cup up. These are the simple solutions, okay? We can dwell in the conspiratorial realm forever. And let me tell you, that rabbit hole, it never ends. That rabbit hole just continually gets bigger and bigger and bigger until it consumes you. And a friend of mine, Max Spears, he said to me, like, before he passed, he said, play the game well, but, like, don't become it, you know? So don't become the reality around you. If that's not what you want in your life, you shouldn't be focusing on it. If you want solutions, if you want love, if you want family and creativity and good times and people coming together in unity, then that's what we must be focused on. That's what we must involve ourselves in at all times. We're co-creating. We know now that we live in a holographic electric universe which feeds upon our thoughts, emotions, and our manifestations, or in other words, intention. What your intention is what you create. What you eat, what you become. What you focus on, you co-create. Co-creation. So what are we focusing on? The news, the lies, the false flag attacks? I do. I'm not going to lie, I do. It's exciting. And it feeds the ego. That's what it does. It's mouth candy for the mind. The news is being sensationalized. Alternate media is doing this also. It's sensationalizing things so much where if it's not something completely incredible, we're like, we're not interested. It has to be so out there we don't even pay attention anymore. Desensitization. These people in this attack in Las Vegas, if you look at that video, the Mandalay Fray on YouTube, they're just walking around. People laying and getting up. Some people are running. Some people aren't. They're just standing around there in the front. And there's a gun going, and people are just like hanging out. It's fucking weird. I don't know what was going on, but very strange series of events. And we'll get into it in much more detail another time, if it's necessary. You know what I mean? The question is it necessary? We have 30 million people dying every year of starvation and hunger. They're saying that 50 people died. I don't believe that 50 die. I'm assuming it's a much less number and maybe only, you know, 100 people injured. That's quite exaggerated. But 30 million people are dying every year of starvation and hunger. And yet, is there a war on hunger? Is there a war on malnutrition? No. No one gives a fuck. Our governments don't give a shit. They're not sending food and aid over to these people. We're not creating food forests for them and digging wells and stopping hunger. We're depopulating. This is a depopulation process which is running out across all industries. And the way they're getting us is through the food. We're obsessed with mouth flavor. We'll gladly give up our health sovereignty because we're lazy, because we're tired and run down. That's part of the system also. If you get someone so tired and run down, they're not going to sit there and cook a big meal. If you've been working 16 hours a day, as if you're going to come home and set up a nice bit of organic food and, you know, cook it and bless it and put your hands around it and put energy into it and do this whole process. You just want to get the fuck to bed, man, so you can then go out and try and survive another day. So this is about mouth flavor. We're giving away our health sovereignty over mouth flavor. And all the chemicals and all the poisons are in all that yummy food that we say is tasty, but it's not food. It's food-like products. And this is why, for me, the most important thing we can do right now on the planet is to plant trees, to grow food, to start communities, okay, and taking action in our local area with our local people. If we start off small in our local area, that will expand out. Get your group of friends, get your family, okay, get your extended family, get together and create something. Create a little garden, start sharing some food, buy some land together. There's so many people out there who can't afford land anymore. And too right, who the fuck wants to pay off $1 million property for 50 years of their life? I ain't doing that for shit. I'll happily live in a tent for the rest of my life, then overwork in 50 years of my vital life force energy, which I can use spending breaking down this system for a piece of land that we should get given for free. Now, in this Anastasia books that I talk about, The Ringing Cedar, there's actually a thing called the Anastasia Act in Russia now, where you get a hectare of land for free, as long as you are supporting more food than you actually need. So you're supporting your neighbors as well. Now, in that Anastasia Act, you can't sell that property. It can be passed on to your children, but you can't sell it. So what's that achieve? That basically makes people want to spend a lot more time and effort on their kingdom, on their beautiful lot of land. It makes them want to grow trees and plant things and spend as much time and effort as they can at home. So then you're at home with your kids. Then you become more sustainable because you're using the trees, the wood, and all the things around you to create this existence. And you don't need all these external factors. You have neighbors who you support and look after, and everyone's working together. How many people out there on this Facebook Live actually know their neighbors? Most people don't know the people that live behind their house. Or they've had an argument with someone next door and they don't speak anymore and they've been living there for fucking 10 years and they don't even talk over the fence because a branch hit a car or they parked in their parking spot. I don't want to live in a scenario like that. I want to live around my friends and family who love me and I love them, and we actually work together and grow together. Work with people who want to be part of this system, not egotistical people who are caught up in the matrix and the whole life revolves around wearing expensive clothes and driving an AMG Merc at the end of the week. It's just all ego fluffing. You know, it's all ego fluffing. It's all about feeding that ego. So, yeah, guys, all right, that's just a little rundown on the scenario today and what's been happening. So don't buy into it. You know, send our prayers and our thoughts and our love for these people who did lose their lives. But be these strong pillars and anchors of love that are supporting the world in a positive way and not giving into the fear of the mainstream news and media. So kind of pull back from watching the news, watching the television, and start creating change in amongst your local areas and be as connected as you can into all the people that live around you, your family and your friends, and be that strong support and that love. So, yeah, thanks for listening. And every Tuesday I'll be on here and I'll be interviewing a few great people. And it'll be a regular thing that will be on the podcast and the YouTube channel. So please connect on the YouTube and podcast, Nate Max TV. And I'll speak to you guys shortly and we'll go from there. All right. Bye now.